Okay, so we've been discussing all the halachas. When, if you sell a shul, if a congregation sells a shul, what do they do with the money? And, you know, the ramifications that will come out from that. The question that I want to talk about this week is, when is it ever permitted to sell a shul to begin with? And is everything talked that you did already, the Tuvei Ha'ir, not the Tuvei Ha'ir, what happens to the money, but is it permitted to sell / just knock down a shul? The common scenario would be, you knock down a shul, and you know, the neighborhood is you know, it's more convenient for most people to move the shul to here. So you knock down the shul, and then you're going to start rebuilding the shul over here. Okay, or let's say, you know, you want to start construction. Now, the only way to start construction is if you sell the thing, and then you sell the shul, you have money, now you can start construction. Are you allowed to do that? Okay, so let's see this Gemara. It's a Mefurshe Gemara in Baba Basra, in Daf Gimel Beis. It's on the back of the single sheet I gave out today. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, like Lister Inish Beikinishta, a person should not destroy a shul. Ad Bani Beikinishta Achriti. You have to have another one up and running before you even start knocking it down. Now, there's two reasons given. Ika de Amri Mishum Pshiwasa. Some say it's because of Pshia. Meaning, what's Pshiwasa? Meaning to say that we're concerned that, yeah, they're all pumped up and riled up. Then they're going to knock down the shul and they're going to lose steam. And then they're going to not end up having a shul. That's one concern. V'ika d'ami mishum tsluye. No, we're not really concerned about that. But we're concerned that in the meanwhile, they're not going to have any place to daven. In the meanwhile. So my binayu, ika binayu, di'ika beknishta achriti or duchta achriti, that there's another place to daven. That's enough kamina. Is there another? So if you hold it, there's another place to daven. So that's enough kamina. If there's another place to daven, so then in the meanwhile, they can go somewhere else. So it's that reason, I don't care. But out's the pshat of pshia, it doesn't work, because that's a pshat of pshia, lemaisa, fakaret. If there's another place to daven, it's even more of a tzad that there may be pshia, right? Okay. So now, comes out from this line of the Gemara, a major, major machlikas rishonim, which ends up being a machlikas magen avram and taz, lahalach lemaisa. Okay? What happens if there is a place to daven in the meanwhile? And the Gemara is saying there's a place to daven, but it's not a shul. The other place, they daven in a social hall somewhere. There's one main shul in town, and there's another place that the Olam davens, you know, in a social hall somewhere. Yeah. It's available. So now that's what the Gemara is saying. If you hold out Sluya, hey, look, you got a place to daven in the meanwhile. It's not like the Pshat is you're not going to daven in the meanwhile. You have a place to daven in the meanwhile. But Alts Pshia. We're concerned that maybe.
I'm translating Pshia right now.
Well,
I'm translating Pshia.
The congregation will end up rebuilding the shul. So if you go with the reason of Pshia, I don't care if there is a place to daven, but they're not going to have a proper shul. So since they're not going to have a proper shul, so therefore we're concerned with that reason. That's one way to go. Or even if there is another shul in town, the other place to daven is a proper shul. And it's a proper shul that would really fit everybody. And not only will it fit everybody, it's even everybody's nusach. Right? So you don't have Sfardim, Chassidim, everyone davens the same nusach, fine, plain old art scroll, nusach art scroll, and everyone's fine. No problem. And there's enough room for them in the new place, in the main shul. So there is another shul, but there's still concern that maybe this shul that closes down will not reopen. So according to the Ran,
why is that a hashash?
Oh, what do you mean? Who cares?
Yeah, have another place.
Oh, so according to the Ran and the Ramban, they hold that if there is another proper shul, we don't care. That's not this Gemara. The Gemara is not talking about when there's another shul, because then there's no chashash of pshia. Because what do I care? What's the worst that will happen? There's going to be one shul in town? A Jewish community, one shul in town? Some sort of kasha on the whole yichus of the place, right? So, I'm saying, like, what's the big concern? So it's not such a stack of concern. That's what and Tosis really on the page is mashma that way. Tosis says that in the third line of that Tosis, v'im shtei batei knesiyos hayu bebeiz mekayim shalkayit v'shaltava ayrik you're going to chazu with you v'oid nireh kivan de yishiyesh sham beis haknesses acher ein lochosh im lo yivnu zois v'had de kamar deikad tuchta letzluye hainu she'ein beis haknesses. So Tosis is mashma like the Ran and the Ramban, that if there is a big enough shul to hold the entire congregation, then this whole Gemara, both reasons would agree that it's okay.
But then it has to be a proper shul, not a social law or a social.
Correct. It has to be a proper shul. A proper shul that would your Mekayim, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. You know, the community has to. There's a chiyuv on the community to have a proper shul with the shechina there and everything. So fine. You made a Beis HaKnesses. You have it. There's enough room for everyone. Everyone's going to be happy with the nusach. Everyone's going to be happy or as happy as they were with the old place. But the point is everyone's going to be over there and make do. And therefore there's no concern because the worst comes worst. You don't build the new one. Okay, no. The Rosh argues and the Rosh says no. This thing was a shul. You cannot destroy it because there is a concern that you may never rebuild it. And the Maisa, there's two shuls in town. You're being married in Kedusha. So I don't care that there's another shul. The Maisa doesn't matter. Bottom line is, this shul has to be rebuilt. And if there's a concern that this shul will not be rebuilt, we will not let you destroy it in the first place.
What if everybody move? Let's say the opposite directions. What if everybody move to this side and this shul's closer?
Okay, so okay, so if nobody goes back, we'll see in a minute about that.
Well, you have a defiance.
That's called more than Kedusha.
Right. Okay, so we'll see.
So Rovam, Adras Melech would fall lower than having two shuls?
The point is that to destroy the shul when there's nowhere, when there's a concern that it may not rebuilt is not proper to the covenant of that shul. Because you're this thing had a Kedusha space of Knesset and you're destroying it now.
I see that, but we still have...
Well, there's a reason why there was two in the first place.
Right. How many would you on that?
All right, fine. That doesn't seem to be the point right now. So now, what?
It's a separate
question. It's a good point, but... Okay, now... Right, you're taking it away.
Yeah,
fine. The Gemara does say at the end, by the way, that obviously Chazeh Beit Tiyua is mutar if the existing shul, existing structure, has some sort of issue, that it's a safety issue, it may fall apart or something, you're allowed to attack and destroy it in order al das to rebuild. So this halacha comes out very, very, very nogeya. You know, you want to redo the shul. So you want to knock it down and you got, you know, redo the shul. According to this Gemara, let's assume there is no other shul in town, first of all. According to this Gemara, first of all, depend on which reason you go with. But according to this Gemara, if you go with the reason of Pshia, you would not be allowed to do that.
That's how you define Chazeh Beit
Tiyua. What?
Depends on how much of Tiyua is Chazeh Beit Tiyua.
Yeah, if it's just inconvenience, I don't know if that. You want to make it. You want to make it nicer.
You want to make it bigger.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So how do we paskin, by the way? So we have to first of all determine... Right. It's
like,
right. Yeah, I don't think it's just a convenience. So let's look at page 20 in the booklet. Yeah, but that was going with the other reek. That was going without to you. And that's going because we're going with the... And there's no chashash of pshia because... no, there was a chashash of pshia there. I mean, the Gemara ends up saying, right?
What page are you saying now?
But that whole
Lister
is without
teal. But if it's teal, you don't need to run that
one. Right. I don't think so. But, okay. So let's look at page 20. Boca is doing this. Boca is, they built the school, TTV, and then they're going to, after they finish building the school.
Oh, so that's what I want to talk about, that. The Ksav Sofer and the Ksav Sofer and the Kafachayim talk about that. But let's get to the case of page 20. in the Mishnah Berurah. You're not allowed to destroy a shul. Ein soisrin beis haknesses. It's not permitted to destroy a shul. Could they live in a space like Knesset Acher in order to rebuild another one, either on the spot or somewhere else? You're not allowed to destroy a shul, adas, demolish, in order to rebuild. You're not allowed to. Why? Shema ye'ar lehem oynis, because maybe they're going to lose the opportunity to rebuild. Shelo yivnu acher, and it's going to end up being just a bunch of rubble, because now their funding went sour, right? And now they lost their main donor. Whatever reason, whatever. So now, what? Right, so they lost their main donor, and now they're sitting there with a bunch of rubble because they were very quick to make their demolition. They demolished the shul. Now they're about to ready to start, and now something came in the way. They can't rebuild, so now they have nothing. So they can't do that. You got to first build a new one. And then you can get rid of the old one. Amazing. You want to expand the shul, right? So let's say you want to build like that. You got to first build the extension and then knock down the wall in between. Because otherwise what you're going to end up doing is you're going to knock down the wall, you're going to have an open wall, and then what? And then you may never end up building your thing. So we're mainly not allowed to do that.
That's not what Trevor would do.
Yeah, they're building their price.
Bahani Mili Shahaya Harisha in Chazak. Fine, that's different. Then you're allowed to. Now, so the question is, let's get to the question that we've proposed. What if there is another option in the community? There is another shul in town. So there's another shul in town. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Rosh or do we paskin like the Ran? The Ran says, as long as there's another proper shul in town that's big enough to fit everyone, this is not a problem. Who cares? So let's say, worst comes to worst, you don't rebuild it. Okay, you have another place to go. Or do you say, no, even if there's another shul in town, this shul has to be rebuilt. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Beis. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Beis, he says, that you don't have no plans on rebuilding it. Of course, it's Asr. You're demolishing. To build another one in the spot. You're going to make it much more beautiful. Still, it's Asr. Okay, now, what about if you have another shul to go to? So this is in Sifkatan Hay, in the Mishnah Berurah. Middle of that Sifkatan. So he says, Hecha de'ika oid beis haknesses kavua be'ir she'echoylem le'spal l'shom kulam hataz matev amaginavrom oiser. Ein b'bir alacha. So the b'bir alacha ends up saying that it's mutter, he ends up being makel, according to the Taz, that if there is another proper shul in town, again, and that shul has enough seats for everybody, then it will be mutter to demolish the existing one if there's enough seats in the in the existing one, you're allowed to demolish the old one, and it's not a problem because worst comes to worst, then they have where to go.
We're handling destroying, demolishing.
The one that's the other shul in town.
No, as long as there's another shul in town. No, forget, that's what I'm saying. The one that you're destroying, what's the concern? If you destroy it, you may never end up replacing it. Mm-hmm. All right, so who cares? Worst comes to worst, there's another place to go.
There's five shuls, and you're destroying one of them, but so there's 50 members, and there's 10 seats in the other, whatever, shuls.
I assume that's good, too, but what it's talking about is there's a main shul in town, there's enough seats there for everyone to go, and everyone will, they speak out, and the destroying shul, the shul that's going through the demolition is not made up of very picky people that will like not want them.
Basically, it's impossible.
There's more doctors.
Huh?
No, that's the people who would not go to shul.
In the stomach, right? Now, okay. Now, by the way, so now you have to completely finish building the first one, the new one, and then destroy the old one. Okay. Now, the Mishabura brings down here very, very important Taz. Okay, it's on, this Taz is on page 21, the next page, and it's a Taz, and it's of Katan Tes. It's the fifth line down in the Mishabura, on the outside column, page 5. It's the Kasava Taz. Maise Bi'ir Achas, a story. Shahayu Ayhudim Darim Chutz Lachoyma. The Jews lived on the outskirts of the city, outside the wall. The city had a wall. And that was where the main city was. And they were like the capital, let's say, and they were living outside. Vi'ira Inyan, Shinisyashu Pesachachoyma. Eventually, the Jews started moving inside to within the city limits. They got it, they started ending up getting popular or whatever. So then now they were allowed in, and all the Jews influx into the city. Now the community is inside and the shul is outside. So, what Amarti says the Taz, that's the same, that's equivalent to if you see constructual damage to the shul, you're allowed to destroy it. You're allowed to destroy a shul that's about to fall apart. That we learned in the Gemara. So, even if you're not, you have no plans, that you have no, even though the new one is not rebuilt. But you're, if it's falling apart, you're allowed to destroy it. So Mamela Zakta Gemara. Zakta Gemara.
Destroying before we fix it up.
Right. What you're saying, the goal is to make sure we left to fill in the call. Okay. So the point is, so you're if the thing is falling apart physically, you're allowed to destroy it. It's not a problem because safety issues or whatever it is. So says the Taz, unbelievable. If you're left in a place that the community no longer lives there and the community now lives in a different location, that's also tiyua because it's going to fall apart. It's just going to sit there deteriorating. No one's going to care for it. They're allowed to start building the new one, destroy the old one, and use the stones from the old one and put them into the new one. You're allowed to do that in that case. So, you know, this is a case which taka happens. A lot of times you have congregations that start off somewhere and then one part of the community move. You know? Right, okay, so you don't have to. That's just Lerach
and
Nosa.
But,
okay, so now, the Minchas Yitzchak says, this is a very interesting simon in Shulchan Aruch, very nice, whatever. But let's not forget everything we learned before. We learned already in last simon, okay, now this is where it gets interesting. This is where how these two interplay gets a little interesting. Because we learned in last simon that if you have the Tuvei Ha'ir, the Anche Ha'ir, with the Tuvei Ha'ir, and they everyone votes to sell, they're allowed to sell the shul, and the money hangs has no Kedusha, and the shul has no Kedusha. Right? Except for maybe the Dal Dvarim, you're not allowed to sell it for Mamash Dvar Bizoyan. But other than that, you're allowed to sell it, let it be a school, a garden, whatever. They could use it for something recreational. And money doesn't have a Kedusha. So, am I allowed to do that without having a plan of where to of what to sell? Because there, that's pasha. That let's say you have a contract on another shul, and everything's ready to go on the new shul. You're allowed to sell one shul to buy another shul. It's not pasha, but let's say what that depends on a different sif that we learned, which if you learn on page 22. Okay, so this is where the interplay comes in. So look at page 22, sif dalet in the Shulchan Aruch. Remember, usually you have to go up. Malin b'kedusha v'ein maridin. So what about going equal? So Mishabur here, she brings over yesh oisim yesh matirim. He brings two shittas, and the Magen Avraham says that for a shul pashtus, the Magen Avraham brings the Rambam, the pashtus it's okay. So that means that you'll be allowed to sell a shul to buy another shul. So now, if there's no pshia question, there's no question, oh, maybe you're going to lose out, and maybe you'll fail. Maybe the money will fall through, and the deal. So you have a contract on one shul, and then you have another shul. All you need to do is sell and buy. And everything's ready. You have the contract. It's ready to go. You've already determined the location. You've determined the price. You're ready to buy all you need is the cash. So where are you getting your cash from? Sell this one. So if that's the case, pashtos, that's mutter. it's no problem. And there's no, let's call it, there's no problem about Simen Kuf Nun Beis of ending up without a shul. And there's no problem with Simen Kuf Nun Gimel because you're selling it for the same level of Kedusha. And this is even if you don't have the Tuvei Ha'ir and the Anshei Ha'ir or whatever. Because even if just the board and not the membership decided, or just the membership, not the board, or whatever decided. So as long as you don't take away the Kedusha of the money, you're fine. And you're not taking away the Kedusha of the money because you're going to replace it with another shul. And even though that's equal level, Pashas, that's okay. Okay? But now, what happens in a case where the Tuvei Ha'ir decide, we're selling the shul, no more Kedusha, no nothing, we don't have to put. So we said last sugya that they're allowed to do that. Oh, then what happened to this new sugya? How are they allowed to do that? You're left without a shul.
Because they, obviously by them deciding that it's, they don't want it anymore.
This is
it was.
You want to a place where they have a shul?
You want to say Ksio with this Taz?
They have
no.
They have
yeah.
Okay. So this is a this ends up being a huge machlokes. Okay.
No,
Chazit 2 is not with you, but the Chazit 2 has to be that because you decided that this 2. You can't go to the place, throw a hammer at it. Oh, now it's a crack. So that's essentially what you're doing. We're all here, happy go lucky. Now we're selling.
Yeah, but Chazit 2, it doesn't mean you can knock down a shul and just walk away and still
well, no, you have to replan and rebuilding.
Obviously, it's where there's another shul being rebuilt.
Yeah, fine, but it's not there yet. That's the problem.
It's just a heter to start right away, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to then build.
Exactly.
So
well, what was the whole sugya that we were talking about before? That the, oh, you sell the shul, done. What was the case? So if you look where we just learned it, in Kuf Nun Gimel Zion, which is on page 25, the whole thing but the Ramah brings it in all the way on page 26. So all the details, who's selling it, the Tuvei or not, the last line in the Ramah on page 26. So the Ramah says there, the Kol Zel Loi Mairi El Kishiyesh Lam Beis HaKnesses Acheres. We're talking about there's another shul. Avim Ein Lam Rak Beis HaKnesses Achas. If the community only has one shul, Aser Lemoichrei. You're not allowed to destroy it either. So what we're talking about is the congregation already purchased a new shul.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that they purchased a new shul. It could be that there are other shuls in town, right?
Well, that would depend on the Magen Avraham and the Taz, the Machlokes. The Magen Avraham would say that's not enough. But according to the Taz, that would be enough. So either you say, like the Taz, there's other shuls in town. So now the other shul in town, well, I'm allowed to destroy this one, theoretically. Right, so who would then allow to sell it and dissolve the Kedusha? Right, so I'm allowed to dissolve the Kedusha. So if there's other shuls in town, according to the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah said that theoretically you can make it like Taz, according to the Magen Avraham, that's not enough.
But
so according to Magen
Avraham, you can't merge a shul.
What?
Realistically, you can't merge shuls. The community is dying.
I'm talking about you want to know the binyan, the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses itself, of the building. Let's say one congregation moves into another. What do you do with the kedusha of the old one? Okay, it's a separate issue.
Right, but then realistically, you have a full-fledged community that has five moving shuls, and then 100 years later, they can barely put together a shul. It happens often, right?
That's what I'm saying. So according to the Magen Avraham, it says here, V'chol zeh lo mairi el k'sheyesh lam beis haknesses acheres. So according to the Magen Avraham, what that means is that the old people already built a new shul. They got a brand new donation. They didn't need the money from the old building. They collected new money. Now they rebuilt the shul. They rebuilt the congregation elsewhere. And now what are they going to? Now the Tuvei Ha'ir can decide to dissolve the old money and use it towards something else.
But not go to a different shul.
Yeah, if correct.
I'll show you
who speaks this out beferish. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Mem Aleph on page 26. Mishnah Berurah Mem Aleph on page 26. So what does that mean? He says Hamagen Avram Elazar. Look at that. He's not speaking out your point. Hamagen Avram Pirish Deratzaloy Mar Kishe Benau Achshav Acheres. That right now the congregation already has another building. Avak Kishiyishlam Shnei Batek Nesiyus Mikoydim Also Limkor Echad. If there's already other shuls in town, it doesn't help. Avolataz. According to the Taz, Mutar, feel by Finze, as long as there's another shul in town. So, and that's right. Again, when the existing one in town, Meruvach, is big enough, and it's big enough for everyone. Okay, so according to the Magen Avraham, you got into a big problem. So, everything we learned till now, that Tuvei Ha'ir can dissolve the Kedusha of the shul, they can decide, we're selling it, we're not using the Kedusha, nothing, period. Hold on a second. That's only if somehow that congregation already made an shul somewhere else. According to the Taz, you could say as long as there are other shuls in town. We could dissolve the Kedusha. Everyone, go find your own seat somewhere else. And have a nice day.
Right.
But
I mean, probably these old communities that are dying, there's really no way to get rid of the buildings.
Unless they're going to replant the congregation elsewhere, right? But that's not
really. A dying community that usually doesn't happen.
No, oftentimes they'll like they'll like call it that name in another community, in another area.
Whatever that building is,
what are they going to do with the money otherwise? What's the congregation going to do with the money?
You can do whatever you want with it. Before today, right, where we said, fine, the community's dying.
But realistically speaking, they have a shul in downtown Chicago, that or whatever, I'm telling you now. In downtown, and then in Manhattan somewhere, they have the congregation, whoever the board members are, it's worth a lot of money. So realistically speaking,
shuls, they don't have money,
so I'm saying, so they're going to replant it. They're gonna sell it and put it in money into a shul in Teaneck something,
but that's an existing shul already, so that doesn't help. Only if they're building a new shul,
right?
So if they want to say, okay, this shul's dying out, we're gonna sell the building, give it to a shul that the congregation has already 20 years ago already started going through it. You can't do anything about it. You can't do that. You have to find some community that in what's called that wants to build a new shul, and then does that even work if just the money's going there but none of the members are going there?
It could be if they all agree.
Replanting the shul, all the members now go there. Alumni, no members move.
It's still servicing other people, right? Now it could be that Bechlal, you still need a shul for those people to go to. But Lamai said luckily the Bir Halacha earlier said we make them like the Taz. So therefore, according to the Taz, as long as there's another shul in town, there's another place for them to go there, this is where this halacha would play out. Now there's one other place that this comes up. So far, we put together Kufnun Beis, which is the halacha of destroying one for the other. Kufnun Gimel Siv Dalid, which talks about selling for the same Kedusha, and Kufnun Gimel Siv Zayin. So we're pretty good. We're going to one more place, which is over here in Sif Yud Dalid, which is on page 30. Thank you for the page numbers. There. Okay, page 30. It says like this. Yeah. It says, very fascinating halacha. Halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel. Gavu Ma'os Lebinyan Beis HaKnesses. The congregation raised money to build the shul. Ubolem Dvar Mitzvah. And all of a sudden, the Rav Chas V'Shalom got captured by pirates. And now we have to do Pidyon Shvuyim. You're allowed to spend the money for other mitzvahs, kala, whatever, even though they raised the money for the shul. They already bought the building material. Don't sell it unless the mitzvah that comes up is pidyon shvuyim. You're about mamish ready to start construction, and a pidyon shvuyim comes up. Sell everything to do the Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim means freeing a captive.
Yeah.
Someone got captured, so you're allowed to sell all the building material and everything in order to redeem this guy that was captured. Well, it sounds like it. Aval im banu v'gamru lo yimachru beis haknesses. What if the shul is complete? They should not sell the shul in order to do a Pidyon Shvuyim. Ella yigbu the Pidyon Shvuyim. Collect money again. Okay, now why not? Why can't you sell the shul? So there's a big question here. Didn't we learn earlier that even if you don't have the tuvei ha'ir, and even if you don't have, the agreement of everybody, but if you sell the shul, what's worse that will happen? I mean, you have to use the money for a higher kedusha. So pidyon shvuyim is a higher kedusha. Why can't I sell the shul to use a higher kedusha? Furthermore, am I allowed to sell a shul? Didn't the Mishnah and Megillah say I could sell a shul to buy a bima? Bima is a higher condition than a shul. But think about that for a minute. Does that make any sense?
Maybe I would do it with the bima.
What are you going to do with the bima?
Right.
You're going to sell a shul to buy a bima?
Yeah.
What does that mean? And also, what happened to the whole sugi now that we're in today in Bambas? You're not going to just sell a shul for no reason. You have to rebuild another one in its place. So what in the world is the whole Mishnah and Megillah that says, sell a shul, you can buy a bima. What is that talking about?
But that only works according to Taz, not according to Magen Avraham.
It's Kabbalah.
Maybe if you're selling the shul.
According to the Taz, so the whole limitation of selling the shul only is a problem when there's no other shul to go to in the community.
Yeah.
So therefore, you could say everything we learned this time, there's another shul in the community, no problem. Now we're just talking about the Kedusha of the money, and therefore sell it, higher Kedusha, lower Kedusha, and that whole sugya is talking about in the case of when there's another shul in town. According to Magen Avraham, so Magen Avraham has an amazing Kiddush. Magen Avraham says, yeah, you're allowed to sell, even if there's no other shul. Even if you're not rebuilding, you're allowed to sell it for a higher Kedusha. Because the whole problem is when you're going equal. So you're going equal, mechtesi, don't go equal. But if you're going up, you're allowed to go up even if you have another shul. So pelatsuma. So the Bira, so look at this Bira Alacha. So the Bira Alacha is gevaldik over here. The Bira Alacha is on the inside column, says where it says lo yimachu beis hakneses. It's on page 30. I am a Mishnah Berurah. The minadin shari limkar afirlu l'shar kedusha chamura. You are allowed to sell for a higher kedusha. But who am Magen Avraham? Kasev Magen Avraham. The kedusha chamura shari. You're allowed to sell for kedusha chamura. Limkar beis hakneses afirlu k'she'ein lahem ella beis hakneses achas. You're not going to have a shul to daven. You're allowed to sell to go up a level. The hine bel your rabba kasev shav the din zetzarchin. I don't understand that. Davlo Devra Magen Avraham, the Kedusha Chamura Nikra Afil Teva, Mikomoka Mistavra, the Svara is, the Ain Limkar Beis HaKnesses, B'Shulzeh, don't sell a shul for a bima. What's the logic in that? The Akaim Alon. So Mishabur says, because it's a halacha. Let's say a shul, not the community, does not have a shul. The members are allowed to force each other to donate money to build a shul. Just like you're allowed to force each other to build an Erev and build a mikvah. Community needs. You have to pay membership to the community. You have to build these essential communal things. So you have to force each other to build a shul. Or you say, look, come to my house Friday night. What's the... No. The halacha is you force each other to build a shul. You're allowed to mechayev each other. The community is allowed to mechayev one another to build a shul. You can't say, no, come daven by me Friday night and by you Shabbos day and Shal Shudis. No, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
You have to have a shul. But let's say there's no place for a bima. I don't want a bima. We'll use a table. A bima. Is there a mitzvah to have a bima? No, there's no such mitzvah. So it says the Bir Alacha, Dabar Pashut. There's no mitzvah to have a bima. There is a mitzvah to have a shul. So now, you're right, the bima has more kedusha. But if you're not going to have a shul, it's obvious that you don't sell the shul to make a bima. So the Mishnah must be talking about a case,
yeah,
either like the Magen Avraham, that maybe they used already some of the money to buy a shul, and now there's leftover.
Right.
Right? Or they had another shul. Right away, they got a new donation. They got a new donation of another shul. So now they're all moving, and now they want to sell this one.
They're two separate issues.
That's what I'm
saying.
Right. So I'm saying, according to the Taz, it's much easier to address the whole issue. There's another place. We're not even dealing with it. According to the Magen Avraham, you got to figure out what's the case.
Even according to the Taz, if there's no other place.
It's a separate issue. I'm just saying, the interplay with another. You can't ignore one. So the Bir Alach ends up saying over here that's Pashut. If there is no shul, and if you he continues on the next page 31, the second line of the Bir Alacha says Kulu Duchti everywhere in the whole Shas the Niskar Bapoiskim Loshan Lechatchila the Yolada Lechatchila Sel Ashul Mayu Sheish Lam Oy Batek Nesias. Yeah, there's another shul Oishak Dusha Acheres Hayadaver Noch. It's more, or it's like a Sefer Torah or something that you need to have it. Kagun Shachasul Lam Sefer Torah Oishak Chasul Lam Neviim Ksuvim Kach Neil Leni Azdaiti. But he says Avada, you don't sell a shul to buy a beam if you don't have another place to go.
Right.
That's obvious. Okay, so now basically what comes out from here is that the whole sugya we've been discussing, that the Kedusha goes on and off, is obviously assuming there's another place to go daven. That means either according to Taz, another shul available, or according to the Magen Avraham, this congregation has another shul to go. They already built it, and now we're just selling off the property. Okay? Now, one other thing, so that's just the interplay between these two things. It comes up very much that you have to address the need of the community. Now, very often, the fact that there's another shul in town doesn't really help. Because let's say this is a Sephardi community.
Yeah.
What's it going to help? There's another Ashkenazi shul. They daven us a Sephardi, they daven us a Ashkenaz.
Are there parameters that, like, say there's another shul, it's a 15-minute walk away?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Now, let's not get into details, but but the...
What about a social walk?
What?
Like for chesed, like making a wedding. They just make the old shul into one big room and make it into like a part of the shul, but it's not a shul.
Yeah. Okay. Now look. You're right.
Part of the shul, but they're not stopping there.
Yeah, there is
making a lot of events there. Weddings,
no, so there is a big question about if when you redo the shul, are you allowed to take, let's say, what used to be the shul and make that the social hall and now make the shul part big? The other question about that, the Sefer Chassidim even says, Sefer Chassidim says, very interesting, that when you, if you destroy shul and you're going to rebuild it, okay, and we'll see, we still haven't discussed it, according to anybody, if that's an option. I mean, in the Taz, maybe you're allowed to do it if there's another shul to go to, but he says that you have to make sure that the square footage, the survey, the square footage, even more than that. So even if the square footage will be larger, but an area that used to be covered with the shul, you cannot make that into the garden. Even if you're going to end up, you covered 30% of your property. You can't just cover a different 30% of your property. You need it because that piece of property had kedusha of space of Knesset. Oh, you're saying if you used the Tuvia, but you didn't sell it. You didn't sell it.
I can sell it to myself.
Okay, fine. So good. Anyway, the Sefer Chassidim is a big chumra. We're not all necessarily going like that.
I'll get my pace up. Sorry.
Okay. One second. Let me get to that. So now, bottom line, this is very nice if you have all these options. But let's say you're the main shul in town, and what do you do if you need to remodel the shul? You got to knock it down, remodel. That's it. Not to you. It's not falling apart. But Lamaisa, bottom line is, you know, you got what?
Can expand.
Expand.
You need to redo.
You need to redo it. Whatever the reasoning.
Hard to get members in the old shul.
Whatever the reasoning is, you got to redo it. And if you remodel, then okay. So what do you do? So there's two eitzes given. Now the Ksav Sofer and the they say a chiddush, but the place can go with this chiddush. The Kaf HaChaim goes with it, and others. The Ksav Sofer says what you could do is Yesham Eitz a liskor ulam sheyesham makam ruvachnu. Rent. You have to rent out a hall, rent out a location, and make sure the contract is signed before the demolition starts. And the contract cannot be 1 year contract, because we all know if the construction is supposed to take a year, it'll probably take
at least 2.5 years.
So if the contract has to say in it that you cannot kick us out until our synagogue is ready, and put that into the contract. And once you have a signed contract that you have a guaranteed place to be for the duration of the construction, the Ksav Sofer is makel on that. Now, even though that's not another shul, but it eliminates the possibility.
It's not a shul.
It's a hall.
It's a hall.
It's okay, but according to the man damar of shul, it's a hall.
No. I guess not. I don't think so, because Lamaisa, they're not going to go on forever renting. It's going to be too expensive.
It's going to be temporary.
So I didn't see exactly his lumdus, why he says it's okay. But he says it's okay. Now, what Noach is saying is, how did that help? That's very good, according to the Mandama, that the reason why we're afraid is because you need to have a place to daven in the meanwhile. But if the point was that you have to make sure the shul is rebuilt, how did this address that? So I'm assuming the reason is because you're not going to want to pay rent forever. Bishlomo, you forgot? Okay, listen, time. Avrazman about the korbanai. All right, you know, guys, let's split the loot. You know, we have no better option.
They already started the contract.
Yeah, but here they have mamash contract being mechayiv them that they're going to have to pay money to rent a place, so the congregation is not going
to
dissolve.
What happens? The contract has to say you're not going to kick us out, or the contract says we have to pay rent until our place is ready. That's two different problems.
Well, they say you can't kick us out, obviously you're going
to
have to charge
you rent. Right
there. Yeah, but we could dissolve the contract. If you have a contract, you can't kick me out till 2020. That doesn't mean I have to pay you rental 2020. It's not a contract.
No, it's a rental contract.
Of course it's a rental contract.
It's a rental contract. The point of it is that you will have a guaranteed place to replacing the place you're in. That's the idea.
Right, but that doesn't necessarily mean I have to sign that until my place is built. I have to. I mean, for example, let's say we find a different temporary location. Am I allowed to switch that or no? Can't do that because the contract
I don't know if that's a problem, but
I'm saying it doesn't. Well,
I don't know about that, but
the way you said originally, it wasn't Machai the shul to pay until the contract was up, until the construction was up. Machai the leaser,
I think that's the point. The point is that the congregation should have a place to go.
It doesn't prevent the shul from being dissolved, because we could decide after a year, you know what, the building construction's too expensive. We don't have the money. And
you want to get it?
Ksav
Sofer Archive.
We'll lease them until our money runs out, and then we're done. There's nothing we can
do. It's on the bottom shelf. The Ksav Sofer. Okay. Okay. Let's see how he says it exactly.
Unless he's going with the Taz.
I don't think that helps for this.
Why?
What?
Why would that help?
Yeah, I have to, you're right. Nearly the Shita Zoo. But the Ika Duchtel at Sluya is Sarkar Makam Baif and Shee Afshalamaska Lagzer by Vigam Sakubli Kviazman, U Muskal Isman Meshach Abinion Agmira, Yatanu Mikshasha Shishrashlu Babinion. Um Sarkh Kach Tis Battle Duchtel at Sluya, the Yimshach Zman Abinion Gam, you may scare some Makam.
It takes longer than what happens.
Yeah, he basically saying that we're not concerned for Pshia now.
Because
they're going to have to pay. Yeah, they're in a contract that's being mechayev them.
Yeah.
That's being mechayev them. So therefore, they're not chayev to continue. That's a very good eitzah. That's the eitzah out of this thing. So if you want to, I mean, now again, if you hold like the Taz, so you could really be lenient like the Taz, and just as long as there's another shul in town, then that's fine. But if there's no shul in town, or, you know, according to the Magen Avraham, then what you would have to do is, if you want to remodel, you have to make sure your option is in place before you start the remodeling process. And it has to be pretty strong. It has to be a real chiv. Okay, fine. So, we'll stop here. Okay, but that's the... So after Sukkot, Mitzvah Shem, we...